from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. In for Scott Schaefer, I'm Catherine Barron. Firefighters have gained the upper hand in the School Canyon blaze in Ventura. The wildfire broke out last Friday and has charred 4,000 acres. Officials say the fire is now 90% contained. They expect full containment later today. And two government stem cell researchers have chosen Singapore over Stanford. Stanford was hoping to lure National Cancer Institute biologists Neil Copeland and Nancy Jenkins to the university's Institute for Cancer and Stem Cell Biology. The couple decided to go to a medical institute in Singapore instead, saying they'll face fewer restrictions on stem cell research overseas. Each year, thousands of Mexican migrants head north to California in search of work, and studies show that increasing numbers of them are being infected with the AIDS virus. As part of our cross-border health series, the California Report's Scott Schaefer traveled to the central Mexican state of Jalisco to see what's being done to reverse the rising HIV rate.
The city American visitors to Jalisco may know best is the coastal resort of Puerto Vallarta. But its capital, Guadalajara, is the place many consider the most Mexican of Mexican cities. Some of the best tequila and mariachi music come from here, and it's also home to one of Mexico's most important religious festivals, the one celebrating the Virgin of Zapopan. With more than 2 million people, Guadalajara is the country's second largest city, but it's more socially conservative than Mexico City. That complicates the work of Patricia Campos, who heads up AIDS prevention programs for Jalisco. She says while men here are often seen wearing cowboy hats and snakeskin boots, that image can be misleading.
Men in Jalisco seem to be macho, but the truth is in really small towns, too, there's a lot of men who have sex with men. But it's very hidden because there's a lot of stigma.
Men having sex with men is the most common way HIV is transmitted in Jalisco. But Dr. Campos says it's mostly not talked about, and many people don't realize they may be vulnerable.
Por la falta de percepción de riesgos.
They don't think they're at risk. Our first job is to work with local AIDS prevention groups in rural areas to inform the people what AIDS is, how it's transmitted and prevented.
Among the most vulnerable, women. Some who are HIV positive end up here at Maison de la Misericordia in Guadalajara. The agency provides support for people with AIDS and their families. One of the clients here, a 37-year-old woman named Veronica, says she thinks she contracted HIV from a man she had sex with in Guadalajara years ago. Balancing her daughter Esmeralda on her knee, she describes how she learned her HIV status after visiting a women's health clinic in Santa Ana, California, for a routine checkup.
And when my results were ready, the girl said, "Everything's okay, except the HIV test had come back positive, and we need to do a confirmation test."
Veronica says her HIV diagnosis was a total shock.
It was like a bucket of cold water because I wasn't expecting this result. I never imagined that I could have been infected. I led a quiet life. I didn't go out, didn't drink, didn't smoke, didn't take drugs or stay up late.
Mexican culture often makes it hard for women to openly discuss AIDS with their husbands or boyfriends. Jalisco's HIV prevention director, Patricia Campos, is working to change that.
An important part of our work has been to work with rural women, to empower women so they know about their sexuality and give them the knowledge so that they can protect themselves.
Jalisco provides a large percentage of the migrant workers who come to California each year looking for work, many of them from small villages. In the town of Ameca, about an hour east of Guadalajara, an elderly man sporting gold teeth and a well-worn cowboy hat is serenading the workers in a small butcher shop. One-third of this town's residents head north each year in search of a job. And recent studies by the University of California and the Mexican government show that increasing numbers of migrant workers are contracting HIV while they're in California. Standing in Ameca's town square, AIDS educator Marta Patricia Santos Sahun describes why she thinks Mexican migrants are more vulnerable to HIV infection.
I see up there they're alone. They begin to have sexual relations with people who are not their spouse. It's very easy to have risky practices and get this disease.
As Santos suggests, some Mexican migrants turn to alcohol, drugs, or sexual adventures that increase their risk for HIV. Others are infected by sharing needles, which are used to inject drugs or often vitamins and antibiotics to stay healthy. But according to Dr. Carlos Magis, Mexico's National AIDS Research Director, it's difficult to educate migrants about health risks while they're home for the holidays in December.
You go to parties and you go to Christmas, New Year's Eve, and that's it, and you return to here. So it's difficult to have also prevention in those kind of settings where there's party all the time.
Since it may be too late to educate migrants about AIDS after they return home, Jalisco is starting earlier, training teenagers as peer health educators. In Ameca, there's even a traveling theater group that preaches personal responsibility.
En mi alma, mi espíritu.
On stage at Ameca's community building, four actors are dressed as impoverished street people, all of them dying from AIDS. Each has a monologue with different themes, but the message is clear. You really need to protect yourself from HIV.
Y por esos mismos caminos que los médicos no andan, cruza el galope la muerte, van y vienen las desgracias.
Mexico is a relatively poor country with limited resources, so Dr. George Lemp, director of the University of California's AIDS Research Program, is working with Mexican officials to develop cost-effective HIV prevention strategies.
An infectious disease epidemic doesn't really care about what the borders are, doesn't care what population or what government you're from. It's in best interest of both places to do something about this problem.
Later this week, Dr. Lemp travels to Oaxaca, Mexico for a national AIDS conference in hopes of developing ways that California and Mexico can work more closely to slow the spread of HIV. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
That's the California Report for Monday, November 21st, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Catherine Barron. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report series on cross-border health care is provided by the California Endowment. Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, sponsoring the James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards with information online at www.irvine.org. The California Farm Water Coalition, family farmers dedicated to using water to produce fresh fruits, vegetables, and grains for your family. Online at farmwater.org. And the California Healthcare Foundation, committed to improving California's healthcare delivery and financing systems. On the web at chcf.org.